I realize I use the word fuck a lot, and I'd apologize for that, but I don't give a shit. I think if you live in a city like this, where the wind chill can get to be 50 to 70 below zero, and you walk out without the proper coat, and you don't say the word fuck out loud, then you have anger issues. It's my firm belief that everybody in the country has used the word. Everybody. You either said the word or you thought the word. And if you thought the word, by the rules and standards of the Catholic Church, if you thought it, you said it, asshole. Even Jews believe that. And the reason I believe that everybody either thought it or said it, because everybody was watching when Bill Clinton gave his 4.5-minute apology speech to the nation. The most staggering political speech of our time. Unbelievable. And the reason that I thought it was unbelievable is because I think when you do what he did, that the apology should at least be a little longer than the act itself. And when it was over and you looked at your watch and went 4.5 minutes, I believe the next words were, "What the fuck? Come on back, white man. Come on back." 4.5 minutes? No. If that's all he had to say, they should have at least made him sit at that desk for 10 minutes of quiet time. Put your head down on the desk. Put your big head down on the desk. I'll tell you, New York City, where I've lived far too long, fuck isn't even a word. It's a comma. And I love New York City. The reason I live in New York City is because it's the loudest city on the planet Earth. It's so loud, I never have to listen to any of the shit that's going on in my head. It's really loud. They literally have guys come with jackhammers and they drill the streets and just leave cones in front of your apartment. You don't even know why. Garbage men come. They don't pick up the garbage. They just bang the cans together. And if your block's too quiet, they actually hire a guy who wanders around yelling, "Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me." That was the first job I ever had. And if you're seeing a psychiatrist, you're pissing money away. All you gotta do is fly to my city and get on a subway. Inevitably, you'll be seated in front of some guy and he'll be playing with himself. And he'll be singing, "Happy days are here again." And I gotta tell you, when I see that guy, I feel a lot better about myself. I think, gee, I'm on the subway every day. I'm under a lot of pressure. It never crossed my mind you could just pull out your pesky and sing a song. I guess he was going to a pretty important meeting with that briefcase. She just needed to take the edge off. Now, if you ever had the opportunity to go to Los Angeles, why don't you take a pencil out, sharpen it, and shove it in your eye? Because you'd be better off sitting in a hospital emergency room holding the pencil steady, wondering what you're going to look like in a jaunty eye patch, than to spend a minute in that town. Every time I've gone there, something horrible's happened. First time I was out there, earthquake. Earthquake! 5.5 on a scale of 10. And my friends, who've lived there a little too long, said it was a little earthquake. And I said to my friends, "Hey, you've lost your goddamn minds. An earthquake is an earthquake, assholes. I don't know if you noticed, but where I was standing, the earth done quaketh." Literally, where I was standing, the earth under my feet went up and it went down. And when the earth does that, it's telling you a little secret. Move. Get your shit, get out the door, and go far, far away, because you're living in an area where rodents should have sex, and that's about it.